Dolphins and Jets find themselves right in the middle of a jam-packed race for the AFC wild card. Every win is critical. Coverage of the Dolphins and Jets, Sunday at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Sports Medicine Weekly being presented in part by Align Med, by L-Source, by Athletico Physical Therapy, by ATI Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Don Joy Orthopedics, by Karen Mulkin Health Consulting, by Integrated Orthopedics, and by MedWest. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-head team physician of the Chicago White Sox, and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, L-Source helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about L-Source or allografts, please visit allosource.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Back on this Saturday morning, Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole at Sports Medicine Weekly. To access prior shows, interviews, and valuable resources on sports injury and fitness, please visit our blog at smwhome.net or sportsmedicineweekly.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at smwhome, and we have a Facebook page as well. You know, Dr. Cole, so many facets of your great profession, helping develop new products and concepts. You guys have to be innovators, right? I mean, it's not just about seeing patients and doing surgery. Sometimes you're asked to get involved and kind of as experts develop different things, huh?
I mean, when you think about it, you know, as a surgeon, you're sort of in the perfect position to innovate and come up with either new ideas or ideas that can improve existing technologies, because we have to deal with this stuff every single day. I mean, you haven't yet been in the operating room, but it really is like working. It's like a biologic hardware store. I mean, we're using hammers and power and saws and screwdrivers and wrenches and things that you might see in a toolbox, to be honest, in addition to, you know, working with human tissue and so forth. So it's really what we do is very technical, engineering-oriented, if you will. So it's a big part of many of us who get involved in trying to improve existing solutions.
Have you been asked to develop products and things?
Oh, sure. I mean, I spend a lot of time working on I've done some, you know, development on suture anchors for rotator cuff repair and instability, and develop instrumentations for transplants in the knee, and done a number of projects with biologics looking at transplants and things to enhance soft tissue healing in animal models and so forth. So it's a big part of what I do in our research, and not just me, but, you know, colleagues who you've talked to many times throughout the show. So
we've got another one here on the line with us, Dr. William Nort from Ortho Virginia. and he is a orthopedic surgeon, and helped put together the concepts for one of the braces that is quite popular. Dr. North, thanks for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement and what Dr. Cole and I were discussing, and you've had some major involvement with the reaction unloader brace, correct?
That's right, Steve. As Brian was saying, one of the great things about our job is our ability to involve ourselves with some of the science behind product development in orthopedics. And one of the projects I had the pleasure of working on is the reaction unloader brace. It's a DonJoy brace meant to help athletes in particular with sports injured knees.
And how do you start that, Dr. North, from scratch? I mean, what you know, you're approached, and then what's the first thing that goes on the board?
Well, you identify a problem, and in this case, the problem was knees that are injured either through a specific event or through wear and tear. As a result of that, they get too much pressure in too small an area. And my job, which DonJoy gave me, is just to try to find a way to develop a brace to take some of that pressure off or unload that injured area. And as a result, we arrived at this concept of the reaction brace, which is this elastomeric brace that helps return kinetic energy into the knee and take pressure off of the joint in these injured areas.
So is this sort of evolutionary on top of other DJO braces that they've used traditionally for osteoarthritis?
That's right. It's one they really have. They're a great company with a great line of innovation. And we put a lot of thought and effort into this whole concept, which is pretty new. And that is get the most amount of energy out of the least amount of material in a brace.
Is it something that you think will be suited for higher level of activity? Our biggest challenge is using braces in some of the higher level individuals, just because of, you know, they just don't like it because maybe they're bulky or heavier and so forth. Do you think it addresses some of those issues?
That's exactly right. One of the real issues with bracing is as a rule, they are bulky, they are uncomfortable, and particularly if you're going to wear them for athletic endeavors. So the key is number one, get fit, and then number two, have this brace really work like you designed it to work. And this brace is very form-fitting and elastomeric. And for that reason, it fits a lot of the types of knees, and it's really probably one of the more effective braces on the market for this purpose.
Visiting with Dr. William North, orthopedic surgeon from Virginia. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly. Let's talk a little bit about the weekend warrior out there, Dr. Nord and Dr. Cole, and why do you think that older athletes more prone to injury?
Well, as a rule, this is speaking from my perspective, and I'm sure Dr. Cole has his perspective as well, given all the work he's done on the knee injuries. But as a rule, you know, number one, injuries are cumulative over time. That is, you know, the injuries you have when you're a teenager all very often come back to haunt you when you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s and older. That's number one. And then, of course, number two, our joints are protected by our muscles. And as you get older, the machinery of the muscles, the nerves and the strength and the speed of muscles start to slow down. And then lastly, our ability to repair injuries start to diminish as we get older. The biological engine that keeps our joints repaired, and that regenerative capacity diminishes as we get older.
Yeah, that's all true. It's funny, I just read a great book. I don't know, have you ever read the book Being Mortal?
No.
It's written by a Harvard, I think he's a general surgeon. He's written several different books that sort of, you know, take up on this theme. But the concept is that, you know, as we age, we just sort of disintegrate internally. I mean, it's a very...
sad to hear.
It's very sad, but the interesting thing is in orthopedics is that, you know, like there's certain medical conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure and so forth where physicians will intervene, and there still is this progressive deterioration despite our intervention, you know. But the thing about orthopedics is that we can intervene sometimes, and that's the only intervention that an individual will need for that problem. Or maybe 10, 15 years from now, they'll need something else that will repeat the same process again. So it's not like there's this we have some definitive ways to manage these problems, but truth be told, most people get into this issue as they age because their tissues just break down. I mean, if you look at the statistics, probably 50% of individuals over the age of 60 have a rotator cuff tear or something that looks like a rotator cuff tear in an MRI. Similarly, the vast percentage will have meniscal tears or localized arthritis in their knees, but yet they don't know they have it. But so we sort of break down until we do something that brings symptoms to light. And it's not that in any single event, it's just this is just our, you know, our human anatomy is not meant to live normally forever.
And not necessarily due to overuse or use injuries?
Well,
I'd
be interested in hearing Dr. Nord's thought on that, but I think that activity levels do play a role because we know obesity plays a role, mm-hmm. but obesity plays a role even independent of how heavy people are. There's actually biochemical factors in obese people that can lead to the onset of progression of arthritis independent of how heavy they are. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So to say activity levels are irrelevant isn't probably rational, but it doesn't have as close of a tie as one might think when you look at the literature saying, hey, are more active people prone to having more arthritis? Bill, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, it's a double-edged sword, Brian. I agree with you completely. And number one, listen, on one hand, it's important, as I said earlier, to stay in shape, to keep your body conditioned, to keep your muscles strong. On the other hand, there's a limit, and there are certain degrees of overuse or wear and tear that are over time increase that underlying or natural degenerative nature of biological structures, as you were talking about.
I want to ask both of you, Dr. Nort and Dr. Cole, before we let you go, Dr. Nort, when should a weekend warrior, the weekend athlete, see a surgeon?
I'm going to let you answer that. I'll let you answer that one.
All right. Number one, there are the smaller injuries that, your just gut tells you can walk off. And I think we all agree that it's not necessary to see an orthopedic surgeon for every bruise and bump. But number one, if you see swelling in a joint, particularly significant swelling, that's important. Number two, if you're unable to put weight on your extremity, that's important. If you see some significant deformity about the joint, that's another one of the important things. And lastly, if it's not just getting better at the time and speed that you normally would think your joint would get better, that's when you should give us a call. Brian?
Yeah, I think you gave a good answer. I like your answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're spot on that.
We've asked you that before, yeah. Right, Dr.
Yeah.
Cole?
Yeah, no, I think that's really good insight.
You've got a lot of patients. You looking for more?
Me? We're looking. You know what? Our goal is now to try to prevent injury.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the big thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, I don't know what it's like, where you are, but being in Chicago, it's a big city, and we're always looking for ways to keep people out of the operating room just to, do the right thing, and I'm sure you're doing that now in your career as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the bigger part of my job is to keep people out of the operating room. So that's really our number one concern.
Yep.
Dr. Nort, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine
Steve.
Weekly. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And
thank
we're
you,
back.
Boys.
Thank you. We're back with more of our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at KarenMalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. Alignment, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing Alignment will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear Alignment. That's why we say Alignment. Get into it.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
I've been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Net proceeds from our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Medicine Weekly, Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole on this Saturday morning. And Dr. Cole, so often I hear the words acute injury, and then there's chronic injuries. Can you give me a medical definition of each?
Well, I would say as a patient or sort of consumer of healthcare, when you hear that terminology, you often think of severity, acute versus chronic, but it isn't necessarily that way. We use the term acute that means sort of sudden onset, more short-lived duration of symptoms. We use the term chronic, something that's longer standing, been there for a longer period of time, but not necessarily more or less symptomatic. It's just sort of a length of time that it's been there, because we manage these injuries very differently depending on the condition. For example, an acute or sudden rotator cuff tear that's legitimately a new mechanism of injury, get an MRI, shows a full thickness tear, looks clean, no atrophy. Those we often fix in most age groups. Alternatively, those who have long-standing rotator cuff tears have findings on MRI where it's been there for a decade or more, yet they just became symptomatic. You know, that's more of a chronic pre-existing problem. Many or most of those patients could be rendered better by non-surgical treatment. Same thing with arthritis versus meniscal tears. I can give you a litany of examples of how we can delineate the two.
Well, our next expert is from ATI Physical Therapy, Dr. Josh Filardi. He has a doctorate in physical therapy, working out of the Downers Grove facility. And Dr. Josh, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. What effect do chronic injuries have on the body?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So typically the effect that chronic injuries have on the body is that they could affect muscles, tendons, ligaments, bones when these injuries go ignored. So stress fractures is an example of an overuse injury to bone. So obviously this is a bit more severe, but the constant stress on the bone caused it to break. Ligaments, which are strong bands of tissue that connect bone to bone, can also become injured from repetitive stresses. Ligaments can become strained over time and become inflamed or even tear. So tendons are strong bands of tissue that connect muscle to bone. So similar to ligaments, tendons can also become strained from overuse and become inflamed or even tear. So an example of an overuse injury is to the Achilles tendon, let's say in the lower back of the leg. So a very common diagnosis that we see quite often as physical therapists is Achilles tendonitis. So most of these can probably be classified as chronic injuries. The body has a tendency to compensate, and so when we have any type of injury in order to help stay functional, so that's what the body does to help stay functional, it compensates. So with our Achilles tendonitis diagnosis, we have a cellular breakdown of tissues to the Achilles tendon. We have hypertonicity occurring to the surrounding muscles, so those surrounding muscles go in defense mode and protect and guard. We have muscles that are underworking, so therefore we're going to have muscles that are overworking. As well as same thing with joints. We have joints that are moving too much, and we have some joints that are not moving enough. So with a simple diagnosis, there's a lot that we should be working on to prevent these problems from recurring. So these are just a few ways in which the body can compensate based upon one injury to a very specific part of that body.
So you're a physical therapist, right?
Correct.
Doctor of physical therapy, and you're with ATI, right?
Correct.
So is this part of your daily practice, and you know, do you treat patients, differentiate the two?
Oh, most certainly. So the doctors diagnose the patient, and they come in, and with whatever body part it is, we need to look at really we can't have our tunnel vision on, as I like to say. We really do need to try and find the driver behind the problem. So what's causing that issue to linger on for so long? So for example, I just discussed the Achilles tendonitis. I could treat that Achilles tendonitis, and that patient may feel better, but am I going to really solve their problems from arising again down the road? Most likely not. So therefore, we're always trying to find that driver behind the problem, which could be coming from anywhere. So whether it's joint, muscle, fascia, or even compensation.
Dr. Cole, do you... Is it a big difference whether you're dealing with an acute injury or chronic injury to your patients? I mean, did the surgery change compared to acute or chronic?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. We often will differentiate acute versus chronic and say, look, will the treatment downstream be any different than it is now? So, you know, as we've often talked about, we try to keep people out of the operating room whenever we can. And so there are some injuries where we say, look, let's see how this plays out. Even though you've had an acute injury, things may quiet down. And if it becomes symptomatic later on, you'll be no worse off. It will be the exact same treatment then it is now. In other words, you miss no window to treat it. You don't miss a window by waiting to treat the problem. That's a really important tenet. So understanding that some injuries will just resolve when they acutely happen or, you know, sudden onset, and some will reoccur downstream. So we need to know which things will be managed differently if we ignore them now. That's a really important decision-making node in orthopedics. There's lots and lots of examples, you know, of that.
Our guest is Dr. Josh Velarde from ATI Physical Therapy. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole at Sports Medicine Weekly. And I wanted to ask Dr. Velarde here, what are some preventative measures which will decrease the chance of various types of injuries from let's say, becoming chronic?
Well, injuries are a part of life for everyone, from your competitive athlete to weekend warrior to your couch potato. So step one is do not overtrain. A lot of people these days are developing what we call overtraining syndrome, where some athletes mistakenly think that more exercise is better and they fail to get that adequate rest the body needs. So this could potentially lead to some of those chronic overuse injuries. Next, if an activity hurts, then we need to stop or modify that activity. So pain is typically telling our body that something is wrong. We need to listen to our bodies a bit more than most of us do. We need to make sure we're focusing on proper body mechanics. So 10 good repetitions is much better than 20 poor repetitions. So this is where we don't want to strengthen bad habits. We need to stay conscious of posture at all times, which I know is rough for most of us out there, but posture is an important aspect of just hoping to prevent those injuries from popping up. We need to make sure we're staying flexible, so stretching will help keep your muscles from getting tight and having greater risk. I think it's important to design well-balanced training programs, so change it up. Pay attention to muscle groups that are weak and try and strengthen those muscle groups to help give the body an overall better balance. And lastly, get things looked at right away. We don't want those aches and pains to linger on for long periods of time. So I think getting those looked at right away and hopefully get it taken care of before it has a chance to develop into something else goes a long way.
Wonderful stuff. Dr. Josh Velarde, we really appreciate it. And one final question I wanted to ask Dr. Cole. Do patients use those terms, acute and chronic? Will they come in and ask you, is this acute or is it chronic, or is that more of a doctor term?
No, they will, but like I sort of alluded to before, they often think of it as one of severity, you know, one worse or better than the other.
And they don't like the word chronic.
They don't. It just sounds...
I wouldn't.
It sounds bad, but it's not necessarily. And it's... So I think it's just part of, you know, what we do day in and day out. We just got to educate our patients.
And Dr. Velarde, same thing for you? Do people come into ATI and say, I got a chronic injury, or is that something you diagnose?
Not many people. No, that's something that we typically will find out when that patient's giving us that subjective information.
Wonderful. We really appreciate you joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly, Dr. Josh.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
All righty. Dr. Josh Velarde from ATI Physical Therapy. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly, and we're back with more after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, ElloSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about ElloSource or allografts, please visit ellosource.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across 4 Chicagoland locations, with a new location in Northwest Indiana coming soon. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News and World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Well, that will do it for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Back to do it again next week. We'll see you then.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Dolphins and Jets find themselves right in the middle of a jam-packed race for the AFC wild card. Every win is critical. Coverage of the Dolphins and Jets, Sunday at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio.